The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 2, text number 11 and 12, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 29th, 2007, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 2, Prayers by the Demigods, texts number 11 and 12. We will just chant number 11 responsibly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namadheyani kurvanti. Stanani chanarabhuvi. Dugeti bhadrakaliti. Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha.
So now I will read the second verse, text number 12. Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi cha Mayanarani Shani Sharedet Yambiketi cha. Lord Krishna blessed Maya Devi by saying, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names, such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Konyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, and Ambika. Purport. Because Krishna and his energy appear simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas. And sometimes there is rivalry between them. Essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas, and those interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya Devi, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas, however, are Shuddha Shaktas, or pure Bhaktas, because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord's energy, Hara. A Vaishnava prays to the energy of the Lord for the opportunity to serve the Lord along with his spiritual energy. Thus, Vaishnavas all worship such deities as Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, and Rukmini Dwarkadish, whereas Durga Shaktas worship the material energy under different names. The names by which Maya Devi is known in different places have been listed by Vallabhacharya as follows. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. In Avanti, she is known as Bhadrakali. In Orissa, she is known as Vijaya. And in Kulahapura, she is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. The representatives of Mahalakshmi and Ambika are present in Bombay. In the country known as Kamarupa, she is known as Chandika. In northern India, as Sharada. And in Cape Comorin as Kanyaka. Thus she is distributed according to various names in various places. Srila Vijayadvaja Tirthapad, in his Padda Ratnavali Tika, has explained the meanings of the different representations. Maya is known as Durga because she is approached with great difficulty, as Bhadra because she is auspicious, and as Kali because she is deep blue. Because she is the most powerful energy, she is known as Vijaya. Because she is one of the different energies of Vishnu, she is known as Vaishnavi. And because she enjoys in this material world and gives facilities for material enjoyment, she is known as Kumada. Because she is very severe to her enemies, the Asuras, she is known as Chandika. And because she gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. In this way, the material energy is differently named and situated in different places on the surface of the globe.
Om Ajnanatyamanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam.
So, one may wonder, why are we studying all these names of Maya? I thought we were interested in Krishna. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So why are we studying all these different names for Maya? Someone may wonder, why are we doing that? The similar question could be raised in the Bhagavad Gita. We are studying the names of so many different warriors on the battlefield. The point is this. Wherever there is Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, everything which is related and everyone which is related to those pastimes, they have significance.
И дело в том, что везде, где появляется Кришна, где проявляется Игорь Кришны, значит, любой, кто тем или иным образом связан с ним, имеет значение.
Krishna does not exist alone.
Кришна не существует один.
We are not only interested in Krishna.
Мы интересуемся не только Кришной.
We are also interested in those things which are related with Krishna.
И мы интересуемся всеми теми вещами, которые связаны с Кришной.
In other words, every single word of the Srimad Bhagavatam is related with Krishna.
Другими словами, каждое слово Шримад Бхагаватам связано с Кришной.
Do we think that, or we would not think that Shukadev Goswami is engaged in prajalpa?
Мы же не будем думать, что Шукадев Госвами был вовлечен в праджалпу.
Every word of the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually for the purpose of glorifying and bringing us to Krishna consciousness.
И каждое слово Шримад Бхагаватам это чтобы воспевать, прославлять и возвышать нас в сознании Кришны.
So we put our complete faith in Shukadev Goswami's words. We understand that here we are chanting the names of Maya, different forms of Maya. That's what we're chanting this morning. But we know because this verse emanated from the lotus mouth of Shukadev Goswami.
Но мы понимаем, что так как этот стих изошел из лотосного рта Шукадева Госвами,
that it must have great transcendental significance.
Оно должно иметь великое трансцендентное значение.
We understand that by chanting and hearing this shloka from the Bhagavatam,
мы должны понимать, что изучая, повторяя эту шлоку из Шримад Бхагаватам,
we will indeed become free from the clutches of the very deities that we're chanting the names of.
Мы понимаем, что мы становимся свободными от захвата этих от когтей Майи.
It's quite an interesting thing because actually, you see, we've been under the clutches of Maya for millions of lifetimes.
Это интересно, что на самом деле мы миллионы лет были под когтями Майи.
And in this verse, by chanting the names of Maya, we're becoming released from Maya.
И в этом стихе, повторяя имена Майи, мы становимся освобожденными от Майи.
This reminds me of the example of you can take a thorn to remove a thorn.
Это мне напоминает тот пример, когда мы используем по-русски. Занозу или шип, да, клин-клином, когда мы вытягиваем какую-то занозу, используя другую занозу.
It sometimes happens on Govardhan Parikrama.
Иногда это происходит на Govardhan Parikrama.
When we're walking barefoot around Govardhan.
Когда мы босыми ногами идем вокруг Govardhana.
Sometimes we get a thorn in our foot.
И иногда мы получаем эти занозы.
And we may not have a pair of tweezers with us to remove the thorn. Tweezers are little things. Tweezers
are little things. У нас нет таких щипцов, которыми вытянуть эти занозы.
But if you can expertly take another thorn and grab the first thorn, you can remove it. So here we are chanting the names of Maya to get out of Maya. So the point is that everything related with Krishna is also Krishna. It's also... To talk about that, to chant it, is also Krishna Katha.
И надо понимать, что все, что связано с Кришной, это и есть Кришна. И повторяя, говоря об этом, это Кришна Катха.
This reminds us also of the verse of Lord Shiva.
Это напоминает стих Лорда Шивы.
Lord Shiva's wife, she asked of Lord Shiva, "My dear Lord, of all types of worship." What is the best type of worship?
Жена Господа Шивы спрашивала Шиву, из всех видов поклонения, который вид самый лучший?
And Lord Shiva replied, my dear Devi, of all, Vishnu Aradhanam Devi. My dear Devi, of all types of worship, the worship of Vishnu is the best.
И Шива ответил, моя дорогая Деви, из всех поклонений, поклонение Вишну самое лучшее.
In this connection, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Shiva did not address his wife by her name. He addressed her as Devi, Vishnu Radhanam Devi. So, actually, he addressed his wife as Goddess or Devi.
Другими словами, он обратился к ней как
And the wife, she addressed the husband as Prabhu or Lord.
А жена обратилась как Прабху или Господь.
So in this way, Prabhupada says in the Vedic culture, the husband and wife would not address each other by their personal name, but they would call each other by Prabhu or Devi.
И Шрила Прабхупада указывает, что в ведической культуре муж и жена не обращались друг к другу по именам, но они называли друг друга Прабху и Деви.
So, and then Lord Shiva continued.
И тогда Господь Шива продолжал.
He said, but higher even than worshipping Vishnu is worshipping those things in relationship with Vishnu.
Но он сказал, но еще выше тех, еще выше Вишну, Это поклоняться тем вещам, которые связаны с Вишну.
You see, the Kanishta Adhikari, he simply wants to worship Krishna.
Понимаете, Kanishta Adhikari, он просто хочет поклоняться Кришне.
He says, I only offer respect to Krishna.
Говорит, я только предлагаю свои поклоны Кришне.
I come to the temple, I bow down before the deities.
Я прихожу в храм, склоняюсь перед божествами.
But I have no desire to respect the devotees.
Но у меня нет желания уважать преданных.
I saw this practically years ago when I was in Houston.
Я это видел несколько лет назад, когда я был в Хьюстоне.
There was one businessman, shop owner. He would come every Monday morning without fail.
Там был один владелец магазина, который каждое утро приходил.
He would offer his respects to the deities.
И он оказывал свое почтение божествам.
But if you tried to talk to him, he wasn't interested to talk to you even. note that he was coming on Monday morning when he opened his business for the week. He simply wanted to get the Lord's blessings for a profitable week in his business. So even though he's doing the highest worship by coming to Krishna, he was neglecting the still higher worship of worshiping the devotees. He was a classic Kanishta Adhikari. We are actually meant to worship not only Krishna, but we are meant to worship Vaishnavas, worship Guru in this way. This is described by Narottam Das Thakur. Ananda bolo hadi bhaja vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava pade majayaman. He says you must ecstatically chant Hare Krishna mantra. You must worship that glorious Vrindavan Dham. You must worship your spiritual master's lotus feet. And you must worship the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur, he tells us how to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. So anyone who says, you know, I just want to worship Krishna, they are on a very low level. Of course, they are on a much higher platform than the general society who doesn't want to worship Krishna at all.
Конечно, он гораздо выше вообще большинства людей, которые не хотят поклоняться Кришне вообще.
So therefore, even we offer great respect also to the Kanishta Adhikari.
И поэтому мы оказываем большое уважение Kanishta Adhikari.
Actually, by so doing, we are teaching by example.
И таким образом, поступая таким образом, мы учим своим примером.
By giving respect to the Kanishta Adhikari, we are showing that one should respect the Vaishnavas. And if he can take the lesson
and
reciprocate with the respect that he is receiving from the Vaishnavas, then he can become also elevated to the platform of Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari platform is required if one wants to advance in Krishna consciousness. Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Damodar ki jai. So the Madhyam Adhikari, he sees those things in relationship with Krishna as also being respectable. This reminds me of the Hyderabad temple opening address given by Prabhupada. In India, there is, because of the caste system, which is still going on to some extent, the low class people do the cleaning, you see. The higher class people, they will have one servant who does all the cleans the toilet, cleans the floor, you know, does the cleaning.
У людей высших каст у них есть слуги, которые делают эту грязную работу, например, убирают туалеты.
The cleaner is considered, you know, like dirt, very low class person.
Эти люди, эти уборщики, они считаются людьми очень низкого класса.
So Prabhupada was giving instruction to all the devotees.
И Прабхупада дал наставление всем преданным.
That don't think that the you know, some devotees, they are engaged in cleaning the floor and cleaning the toilets in the temple, you see.
Некоторые преданные, они вовлечены в служение таким образом, что они моют туалеты.
And some are engaged on the altar, bathing the deities.
И некоторые, они служат на алтаре, например, омывают божества.
So Prabhupada wanted to very carefully train the devotees to understand properly.
И Прабхупада очень внимательно обучал преданных, чтобы они правильно понимали.
He said, whether you're cleaning the temple or you're bathing the deities, it's the same thing.
Он сказал, это одно и то же, уборка туалета либо омывание божеств, это одно и то же.
And then to make the point very emphatic.
И тогда, чтобы особо подчеркнуть эту идею,
Srila Prabhupada stated,
Srila Prabhupada сказал,
the temple is the body of Krishna. Don't think otherwise.
Храм – это тело Кришны, и не думайте иным образом.
So how much we should respect this building?
И как много мы должны выражать уважение этому зданию,
which is being used in Krishna's service.
Которое используется в служении Кришне.
We should see this temple building as non-different from the body of the deities.
Мы должны видеть это здание неотличным от тела божеств.
So that is how nicely we should maintain the temple building.
И поэтому как и таким хорошим прекрасным образом мы должны поддерживать это здание.
Just as we make the deities very beautiful.
Таким же образом, как мы одеваем и заботимся о божествах.
We must make the temple building very beautiful.
Мы должны служить этому зданию.
Just as we clean the deities very nicely, we bathe them. The temple should be very clean also.
Так же как мы омываем божества, так мы должны содержать это здание очень чистым.
So in this way, we have to see everything that's related with Krishna is very, very important.
И таким образом мы должны видеть все в связи с Кришной. Да, это очень-очень важно.
Otherwise, we remain Kanishta Adhikaris.
Иначе мы останемся Kanishta Adhikari.
And the actual position of the Kanishta Adhikari is he wants Krishna to serve him.
И истинное такое положение Kanishta Adhikari таково, что он хочет, чтобы Кришна служил ему.
Give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me. That's his move. So that is the general mood of religionists in the world today. The Hindus, the Christians, the Muslims, the Jews, the Buddhists. The demigod worshippers also. They approach the deity for fulfillment of material desires.
Они обращаются к божествам, чтобы те выполнили их материальные желания.
But is that a very intelligent thing to do?
Но разве это разумная вещь?
Krishna says that actually that demigod worship is for the less intelligent.
Кришна на самом деле говорит, что поклонение полубогам это менее разумное.
Krishna is already providing everything.
Krishna дает все.
Whatever we need, actually, that is given by God.
Все, что мы желаем, все это дал Бог, Господь.
Whatever human population is there, the Lord provides the necessities.
Каково бы ни было население земли, Господь обеспечивает всем.
Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. The Lord is giving all necessities for all the living entities.
Господь дает все необходимое для всех живых существ.
So instead of having flattering the Lord to get what we're already going to get anyway.
Насчет вместо того, чтобы
Instead of flattering the Lord to get from Him what we'll get from Him anyway.
Вместо того, чтобы льстить Господу, чтобы получить то, что мы и так уже все равно получим.
It's better that we should humbly submit ourselves as His servants.
Гораздо лучше, чтобы мы себя предали Ему как Его слуги.
Our actual happiness is to please God.
Наше естественное счастье в том, чтобы мы удовлетворили Господа.
Not to get God to please us.
Не в том, чтобы Господь удовлетворил нас.
It doesn't make sense to try to get God to please us.
Нет, это глупо пытаться достичь того, чтобы Господь удовлетворял нас.
That's not how we enjoy.
Это не то, как мы можем наслаждаться.
We enjoy by giving pleasure to God.
Мы наслаждаемся, удовлетворяя Господа.
Those who try to get God to please them, they're less intelligent people.
А те, которые пытаются, чтобы Господь наслаждал их, они менее разумны.
They think they are God, actually.
Они на самом деле думают, что они Господь.
And they take God as their servant.
И они смотрят на Господа, как воспринимают Господа, как их.
That I put in my request and then God supplies.
Я просто выражаю свои требования, а Господь просто их выполняет.
Actually, the Lord is the supplier.
На самом деле, Господь действительно все предоставляет.
But the supplies are given or withheld according to our consciousness.
Но Он дает нам все согласно нашему в соответствии с нашим сознанием.
If we become completely sold out to Krishna,
если мы полностью отдаемся Кришне,
without even a tinge of selfish desire,
даже без малейшей тени собственных желаний,
the Lord will then give us unlimited facility for His service.
Господь даст нам неограниченные возможности для служения.
So this is what the intelligent person does.
Это то, что разумный человек делает.
He fully dedicates himself to pleasing the Lord at every minute.
Он полностью посвящает себя тому, чтобы удовлетворить Господа каждую минуту.
By his every thought.
Каждой мыслью.
By his every word.
Каждым словом.
And by his every deed.
И каждым действием.
In all times.
Все время.
All places,
во всех местах,
in all circumstances.
Во всех обстоятельствах.
So, we should become intelligent.
Мы должны стать разумными.
We should get off the neophyte platform and actually become intelligent.
Мы должны сойти с этого уровня неофита и стать разумными.
Why should we punish ourselves?
Почему мы себя наказываем?
By remaining attached to the enjoying mood.
Оставаясь в этом настроении и привязанности.
It's actually a method of self-torture.
На самом деле, это метод самоистязания.
To take God as our order supplier.
Смотреть на Господа, принимать Господа как того, кто выполняет наши желания.
We should be very, very eager to come to the platform of Ahaituki Bhakti.
У нас должно быть очень большое желание подняться на уровень Ахайтуки Бхакти.
Pure, unmotivated devotional service.
Чистое, абсолютно немотивированное духовное служение.
On that platform we can actually taste unlimited nectar at every second.
И на этом уровне мы будем испытывать безграничный нектар каждую секунду.
So I can ask now, are there some questions?
И теперь я спрашиваю, есть ли вопросы?
Как быть, если один из супругов против, допустим, каких-то перемен в жизни, и как-то отдать себя полностью? полностью Кришне, и если тогда получится распадется семья, вот как будет в такой ситуации, допустим?
What to do if one of the family members is against Krishna, mm-hmm. and then how to devote fully yourself to Krishna, because then
how to do what to yourself?
How to dedicate yourself fully to Krishna?
Okay.
Because the family could fall apart.
Yes. Well, the first thing is you have to think. You have to understand what is the real meaning of family.
В первую очередь вы должны понять, что такое значение семья.
Kindly remember that Arjun was bewildered due to his family attachment.
И помните, что Арджуна был полностью сбит с толку, потому что у него были привязанности к членам семьи.
We have had millions of wives, millions of husbands, millions of children, millions of parents, and millions of births.
У нас уже были миллионы мужей, жен, детей и рождений.
I'm not telling you to neglect your family duties.
Я не говорю вам, что вы должны отрицать, отказываться от своих обязанностей в семье.
But I'm also telling you, don't take them that seriously, because you've had millions of families and millions of births.
Но в то же время я вам говорю, что не воспринимайте их так серьезно, потому что у вас уже были миллионы.
You serve your family nicely.
Служите своей семье хорошо.
But at the same time, you have to be detached.
Но в то же время вы не должны быть привязаны.
Because of bodily identification, I'm thinking I am this body.
Потому что из-за того, что вы видите себя как это тело.
Therefore, I am thinking this is my wife, these are my kids, these are my parents.
Поэтому мы видим, что вот это моя жена, это мои дети.
That is from false identification with the material body.
И все это из-за того, что мы неправильно воспринимаем себя как это тело.
So the first thing you have to do is philosophically cut off attachment for that family.
И первое, что вы должны сделать, это вы на философском уровне должны себя отсечь от привязанности к семье.
You remain with the family.
Вы остаетесь с семьей.
But now you have to see how you can engage them directly or indirectly in Krishna's service.
Но теперь вы смотрите, как и думаете о том, как вы могли бы их вовлечь напрямую или косвенно в служение Кришне.
That will purify you of your false sense of attachment.
И это очистит вас от этого ложной привязанности.
I'm not telling you to take sannyas.
Я не говорю, что вы должны принять саньясу.
But I am telling you, within your heart, you must be a sannyasi.
Но я говорю, что в своем сердце вы должны быть саньясой.
While externally you act as an attached householder.
Внешне вы действуете как домохозяин.
Are you speaking of your parents, your wife? Which is the family member?
What is the problem? По отношению ко всем членам своей семьи, родители, жена. Кому это отношение? Кому это привязанность имеет отношение?
С привязанностью справиться можно, но если отдать себя полностью Кришне, то получится, что семья распадется. То есть привязанности, mm-hmm. даже если нету, может распасться.
Attachment is not the hardest thing, but
is it family? Is it parents? Is it wife?
What is it? I'm talking about my wife.
Okay.
But it's not the hardest thing to get rid of that attachment. The hardest thing is to understand how, if I fully devote myself in service for Krishna, then how would I maintain family?
Oh, okay. Is your wife against Krishna consciousness?
Ваша жена против сознания Кришны?
Ну, она не принимает
She's very conservative. She doesn't accept new things.
She never comes to the temple?
Она никогда не приходила в храм?
Нет.
No.
Okay, so But actually, this Latvian identity is a new thing.
На самом деле это отождествление, да, что вот я латыш.
How long has Latvia been around? It's only a few centuries, isn't it? How long is, what's the history of Latvia? 1,000 years?
Less. 800.
1,000 years maybe.
800.
That's a very
800.
800 only. Oh, that's a very new thing. Latvian identity.
Латвия существует 800 лет и
compared to the history of the universe, I mean, 800, only 800 years going back, that's a very new thing. So she's accepting this new thing called Latvian identity. So if she can accept this new thing, then actually this, the identity of the soul is much older than the Latvian identity.
Отождествление души гораздо более древнее, более старше, чем.
So actually, she has accepted some new thing called Latvian identity, which only goes back in her life. It only goes back maybe 30 years, or you know, 20, whatever her age is. It's a very new thing for her, Latvian identity. But actually, her actual identity, the ancient, original identity, has been there for millions and billions of years.
Ее истинная ее истинная сущность, да, гораздо более недревняя.
So really, she's not conservative enough.
Она на самом деле не так уж консервативна.
She needs to get back to her original identity.
И она должна вернуться назад к ее естественной сущности.
Instead of this new, you know, new concoction called Latvian identity.
Вместо того, вот этой выдуманной идеи жительницы Латвии.
Of course, how to bring her to that position, that's a great challenge.
Конечно, это большой вызов, как ее туда.
Does she like prasadam? No? Do you have any children?
One child.
Yes. How old is the child?
3 years.
3 years. Are you chanting 16 rounds?
No, I'm not informed about all these things.
Oh, you haven't learned. Well, the thing is, you have to, you should learn from the devotees how to make your own spiritual life strong in spite of your external circumstances.
Вы должны сначала научиться от преданных, как сделать вашу духовную жизнь сильной, несмотря на все окружающие условия.
If you become spiritually strong,
если вы станете духовно сильным,
and you dive deeply into the ocean of nectar of Krishna Prem,
если вы глубоко погрузитесь в этот нектар Кришна Премы,
you can actually have a big impact on her, because but you're not strong yourself yet. That's the problem, see.
Тогда вы сможете сильно повлиять на нее, но сегодня вы недостаточно сильны.
I remember when householder couple joined our community in Dallas many years ago.
Я помню одну семью, которая присоединилась к движению в Далласе.
Actually, it was three or four household. It was a whole group of householder families joined our community. But one of the wives, her name was Wanda, she was really against Krishna consciousness. In fact, she was so much against it, they used to call her Wanda the Witch. But you know, she actually completely turned around.
Но знаете, в конце концов, она полностью изменилась.
Became a very fixed up, nice, sweet
devotee. She became more advanced than her husband, actually. So sometimes the slow starters actually become more advanced.
На самом деле, иногда те, которые начинают медленно, становятся более продвинутыми.
You simply become very, very fixed up in Krishna consciousness on your own. Don't worry about making her a devotee.
Да, не волнуйтесь о том, как ее сделать преданной, значит, сами станьте.
You become very, very fixed up.
Вы должны стать очень устойчивым преданным.
And let Krishna take care of her.
И тогда Кришна позаботится о ней.
How much time did it took to
over Wanda the witch to become Nandapriya? Probably took, I don't remember, it must have taken, you know, of course they were living in the community, which made it pretty intense.
Они жили в обществе, и это сделало очень интенсивным.
I don't remember exactly. I could guess, say, a year or two. But they were actually... We had a facility there where the householders could live in houses surrounding the temple building. So she was living right there in the temple community, surrounded by devotees, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, 24 часа в сутки она была в окружении преданных. Они жили в домах рядом с храмом.
Yeah, I remember when Tamal Krishna Maharaj took over the Dallas Temple, he's a very intelligent devotee, the most intelligent devotee, Tamal Krishna Goswami. At that time, the property values in East Dallas were very low. It was a bit of a run-down neighborhood, actually. So secretly, through an outside agent, so nobody would know. His strategy was to buy all the houses in the whole neighborhood surrounding the temple. But he didn't want anybody to know that was happening as the houses were getting bought up, because then they would jack up the prices. They would raise... He wanted to keep it... Tamal Krishna Maharaj wanted to buy all the houses on the block and facing the block. All the whole neighborhood around the temple. He wanted to buy every house in the whole neighborhood. But he didn't want the people to know what was happening, because then they would raise the prices on the house. So through a third party, he secretly went around and was buying every house in the neighborhood. And then he invited the householders to come and live in all these houses. So he created a Hare Krishna village in that neighborhood of Dallas. So then he convinced all these householders in Tennessee to move to Dallas and move into these houses around the temple. So in this way, Wanda was surrounded by devotees, and you know, everybody, all of her neighbors were devotees, everybody was
devoted.
So it didn't take long for her to come around and wake up. But if you're living in a distant place, you just have to, you know, you really have to just become Krishna conscious yourself and depend on Krishna to help, you know, because he's in her heart. You simply have to become qualified to be a good Krishna conscious husband now, see.
Вы должны стать очень квалифицированным мужем.
So you should learn from the devotees how to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness.
И вы должны учиться у преданных, как укрепиться в сознании Кришны.
How to chant regularly on the beads, how to follow regulative principles.
Как воспевать регулярно на четках, как следовать регулирующим принципам.
In this way, you should become strong in Krishna consciousness. And then let Krishna take care of her. Any other questions? Yeah.
Люди, которые наслаждение больше, которые передаются, у них больше понятия, больше даже разумные выводы, есть ли это бхакти или нет. А бхакти очень иногда бывает остро осуждают тех, кто шакти. Как это так получается, что если я не шакти, я так хорошо понимаю бхакти? А если я бхакта, почему я так хорошо понимаю шакти? Можете вот объяснить, что это значит?
Could you this question? Why is it that sometimes Shakti understands Bhakti better and Bhakti understand Shakti better?
When you talk about Shakti, what are you talking about?
At the beginning of this purport today, they mentioned Shakti. These group of people,
the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas. Shaktas are the demigod worshippers. Worshippers of Maya are Shaktas.
And the question is that these people sometimes understand Vaishnavas better than Vaishnava. Why is it?
Where is an example of that?
Дайте один пример, когда шакты понимают лучше вайшнава.
When we go to...
Нет, шакти понимает очень хорошо и делает вывод о бхакти, является ли он бхакти, но о его жизни. А бхакти всегда вмешивается в шакти и говорит, что ты настоящий наслаждаешься, если он не знает.
Okay. There is that Shaktas высказывает суждение, Shaktas express opinions about Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas express opinions about Shaktas, saying that you are enjoying material energy. But how Vaishnavas can express that opinion if they personally have never enjoyed that material energy? So how they can talk about them? How Vaishnavas can instruct or criticize Shaktas? If they
yes, there's two ways to know something.
Есть два пути, как мы можем узнать что-то.
The first class way is by hearing.
И путь первого класса, метод первого класса, это через слушание.
And the second class way is by experience.
И второй вид познания, это через опыт.
The parent tells the child, do not stick your hand in the fire because you will get burned.
Родители говорят ребенку, не засовывай свою руку в огонь, потому что ты обожжешься.
The intelligent child takes the word of the parents.
И разумный ребенок воспримет эти слова родителей.
He even tells his little brother, my dear little brother, do not stick your hand in the fire because you will get burned.
И он даже скажет своему младшему брату, мой младший брат, дорогой, пожалуйста, не засовывай руку в огонь.
Even though the big brother has never stuck his hand in the fire and gotten burned.
Несмотря на то, что старший брат никогда не обжигался в огне.
He knows that if he sticks his hand in the fire, he will get burned.
Он уже знает, что если он засунет руку в огонь, он получит обжог.
Therefore, he very wisely and properly advises his little brother, do not stick your hand in the fire or you will get burned.
И поэтому он очень разумно дает совет своему младшему брату тоже.
So the point is,
идея в том,
it is not necessary to suffer in this material world.
Это не обязательно страдать в этом материальном мире.
To know that it is a place of suffering.
чтобы узнать, что это место страданий.
If you have faith in the words of Krishna,
если у вас есть вера в слова Кришны,
then you can immediately understand this is a place of suffering.
Тогда вы сразу понимаете, это место страданий.
Абрамабваналока пунарвартинарджина маммупечтаконтея пунарджанма навидьяте. From the highest planet in this material world, Brahmaloka, all the way down to the lowest planet, every single place in this universe is a horrible place of suffering.
С Брамалоки до самых нижних, низших планет, любое место в этой вселенной – это ужасное место страданий.
Do you need to be dragged through all suffering conditions to know that they exist?
Неужели вы должны пройти все эти ужасные состояния страданий, чтобы понять, что страдания существуют?
Can't you accept the words of Krishna?
Разве вы не можете принять просто слова Кришны?
That this is a place of suffering.
Что это место страданий.
So there is no need to experience the misery to become an expert understander of the misery.
И таким образом нет никакой необходимости испытать эти страдания, чтобы стать экспертом в том, что страдания существуют.
Simply you must put unflinching faith in the words of Krishna and in the words of the spiritual master.
Вы просто должны непоколебимо принимать слова Кришны и слова духовного учителя.
And then you will have full knowledge and realization about everything.
И тогда у вас будет все знание и реализация обо всем.
Does that answer your question?
Это отвечает на ваш вопрос?
Okay. Very good. So we will stop here. Grantharad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarsan Dasadhikari Ki Jai.